the storekeeper, v'shabal abayis, or else the man in his house that sells things privately, tluya v'yavir tefach, payim it's enough, it has to be hanging at least a tefach in the air, or gvoya minot tefach, it has to be off the ground also tefach, v'kon or masne shalor, as a piece that goes straight across on the scale, that has to be shishit fachim. These are kits of different types of scales you have to have. The shell tutani. What about the shell tutani? Shpam says tutani, moznaim shel kesef v'zov. You want to make a scale out of gold and silver, or else you want to measure off gold and silver. So how is that type of a scale made? So it says, the shell tutani tluya b'yavir. Again, it's hanging in the air. Shloishetz boyis. Has to be hanging three atzbois, or gavoyus minoritz, shalosh atzbois, that has to be above the ground, three atzbois, that's the way you do it.
Yeah.
So that's why if you want to measure gold and silver, so here the scale has to be hanging in the air, or shalosh atzbois, or gavoyus minoritz, shalosh atzbois, that's off the ground, that's off the earth also, three atzbois. For kono masne shalor, Any idea. Now, how wide does the scale have to be, the piece going straight across, when you want to measure out gold or silver? So, like I said, any idea, he's not true. The yellow hach kamaisa demai is so like the first ones. Yeah. So now, the Rashbam says, like, umetama tamuda. And the Gemara asked the question now, V'yelahach k'mais ha-demai, means kivu v'k'choshev, tsumor v'zaganim, v'chen v'nobalabayis, v'tsofei zol v'kesef, since you're explaining all of these, says so, V'yelahach k'mais ha-demai, what do we need the first ones for? Like we're explaining everything one, so what was the first scale for? Amura Pepe said, I tell you, Digrumi. The first one's for Digrumi. That's what Rashbam says, Hein Sofer Nechoshes. The ones that's weighing out Kappa, or Barzel and Metal, and Nefochim, Shashaklum, Chatichas Gedolis, Shal Mea Litrus Biachav. There, when you measure out Metal, they weigh a lot. So there, sometimes you have to weigh out 100 pounds at a time. That's what we were talking about before. But now the last Gemara went through the different type of scales that you use not for metal. Omer Rav Mani bar Patish, Kederev Shomru Linyan Isurin Kach Omru Linyan Tumosan. The same way it's said in the Gayat Isurin, as Rashbam says, the also Lishkol in Lo Yasurin Binyan Zer, but you're not allowed to use your scale unless it's made this way. Exactly how high it's hanging, exactly how much off the ground it is, exactly how wide it is, there's all dimensions. So, Cain Omru Linyan Tumasan, Rashbam says, it means, Dien Mekablim Tuma, Imein Oysen Kach, Deloy Chashivik Kli, Kivan Diyos Lishka Ben. But it's a Mekabal Tuma, it has to be a Kli. So, you want this to be a measuring Kli. So, therefore, it has to be this type of a Kli, this type of a size. It has to be this type of a size to give it a shame measuring kli. Then it'll be mekabel tumah. Such is halacha that kiderach shomru linyan isurin, kachomru linyan tumosan. My kamash, what's the chiddush over here? To mean a word like this: chut moznayim shel chenveni. The chut is string that he holds the scale of the chenveni of a storekeeper. The shel bale batim, and who are then when the bale boss in his own house? When he sells things, how long does the string have to be? Tefach. It has to be a tefach. And the Rashbam says that means, Hu ha-chevel shetluyos boy. That's the string that the scale is hanging on. As we said before, it has to be hanging in the air. So the string has to at least be a tefach. So chut moznay shechenveni shebali batin tefach. Kono umasne shelo, how wide does the piece that goes across the scale that you put on the two opposite ends, the actual, you know, weights and meat? So, it's Trichlei. Kono Mishnah Shlo, it's Trichlei, to Leitanan. other words, the Mishnah said, like, we learned before the measurements. 9 or 12 we had before, and Hu Adin Rashbam says, and in the case where we said we did not know the exact measurement, will be the same suffix for Tumah. We won't be the nerds. Hilchas Tumah, when is the scale Makabel Tumah? Only if it has the exact measurements that you're allowed to use it for weighing out. Then it's called a Kli. But if we have a doubt how wide it has to be to use it for weighing, the same doubt will be for a Tumah also. Tana Rabbanan, word like this. Ein oisin mishkolos, you can't make your weights. Loi shel baits. You're not allowed to make the weights out of wood. You shouldn't use it. On the baits, Rashbam says, bedil. You shouldn't make it out of lead. The ots is lead. The loi shel aver.
It's not aver with
lead. Yeah, I know. So to understand what Rashbam says here, baits is bedil. The aver plumba. So what?
It sounds like a tin.
Tin, all right, tin. Tin or lead. You shouldn't make it from tin or from lead. Veloy shell gisterin, and that means mina matroyus, pieces, scraps of metal mixed together. Veloy shell shal mina matroyus, and not from different type of metals. Avaloy suhu shell tsunma v'shel chuchis. The best way to use your scale, your weights are from either a stone or else from chuchis, from glass. Interessant. I mean, how much could glass weigh already? Less than means what, heavy china, heavy crystal that weighs something. But it's interesting, the weight itself should be made either from stone or from glass. You turn around, but like this. Ein oisin ha-machak shel delas. The machak, that's what we had before, when you want to measure off a cup. So to make it machak means you smooth it out on top. So smoothing out, you have to use a kli that you smooth out the top. You fill up a glass with flour like, so you have to smooth it out. So what type of a thing do you use to smooth out the top? So it says here, Ein oisin ha-machak shel delas, not from a delas, like a pumpkin, mevnei shukal, it's too light. V'loi shel matchak, it shouldn't be made out of metal, mevnei shumachbid, it's too heavy. V'loi shel zayis, it should be made from a leaf or a branch from an olive tree, or else or the nut of a shikma tree. The shell ashbaruya. It's another type of a growth, something. Rashbam says, bashpil, some type of ashbaruya, the other says, another type of wood, probably. What?
They say boxwood.
Boxwood, okay.
Not sycamore or boxwood.
Okay. Tell the Rabbanan, Ein oisin ha-samachat tzidi echad av v'tzidi echad kotzen. This machat that you can use to smooth out the top of the pitcher, the top of the glass, when I sell you some dry stuff, so usually it piles up on top. So you want to make a machin, you want to smooth it down, so this kli, this piece of wood that you're using to smooth it down, it should not be thick on one side, and kotzer and thin on the other side. And lo yimchog v'vasachas, you should not do it one shot either. Sheha moicher v'vasachas, ra le moicher v'yofu lokeach. It's bad for the moicher and good for the lokeach. In other words, if you just go smooth it out one shot, you probably don't do too good of a job. So there's still a little bit of a pile on top of the glass. So maybe the moicher loses out because he's giving away more than he's supposed to. The lekeach gains because he's getting more. If I sell you just one flat glass worth of flour, so even though when you fill it up, it piles up on top, you smooth it out. So if you do it one shot, you probably don't get it all off. Still some stays there, therefore it's good for the lokeach, but no good for the meicher. The ra le meicher v'yeh for lokeach. Now, v'lo yimchoik mat, you should not measure it either, not smooth it out a little bit at a time. She ra le lokeach v'yeh for lokeach. And then you may take off too much, so it'll be bad for the buyer, and it'll be too good for the seller. Yeah, so therefore do it, Mistam, you know, not too little, not too fast. Yeah. Akula nomer Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Oyli, oyvei, like im oymar, oyli, im loy omar. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said, oymar, oyli, that means, im oymar, oyli, im loy omar. But whatever I say, it's bad here. It's a hard thing to do, to measure this out, to make a good measuring here.
Zibam says one second, Akudla, Mankamila, Avosas, and Bumba.
Yeah. Now, Shema Yimudu, Haramayim. There's all these different halachas here about how you measure out to make the scales. He's afraid to say it, because maybe the Ramayim, the Jippies, will learn out from me how to do things, but the Yimlo Yomar, if I do not say these things, Shema Yom HaRamayim Ein Tamid HaChomim Bekiyim B'mayis Yodenu. If I don't speak out exactly how you're supposed to do it, then they would be worse off. Then the Ramayim, the people that want to jip you, they'll think, listen, the Chom don't know anyway exactly how to measure off things. So therefore we'll go to town here, we'll measure off the way we want, too much, too little, and they'll lose out. Like he was all hesitant to say exactly the halachas, how to sell it. Ibalihu, Omru or Loyomru, what was the ma'isa? Did he tell them these halachas, how you measure out, how you make the scale, how you make the weights? Or he didn't say it. Omru Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Omru, Avadri did say it. Omru, and from this pasuk he said it. That Yisharim Dak Hashem the Tzadikim Yelchubom Upoishim Yikoshlubom. Such a thing that the Drachma of Hashem Ayosher and Tzadikim go there and they come out the right way. But Upoishim Yikoshlubom, the Rishoyim, even though they hear the right, they take it and do just the opposite, and they'll be Yikoshlu, they'll be stumbled by it. Tarabon, thus it says, Leisasu over the mishpat. You shouldn't do any dishonest measuring. The mida, the mishkal of the mish, uva mishura. See, there are three different ways how you measure things out. The mida means zum adidis kaka. When you go to sell kaka and measure it out, you have to do it honestly. That means shele yimdei liechad b'maisachama or liechad b'maisachashamin. You shouldn't use the same string to measure off 50 yards of property in the with the same string, and one you measure off in the summer and one in the winter, because in the summer the string is harder. The string is harder, it doesn't stretch so much. In the summer when it's hot, the string stretches more, so you get more land. So you have to be careful when you make a medida, when you sell it, how much do at the same time. Don't do for one person wider, longer, and one person shorter. Right, b'mishko. What does b'mishko mean? Measuring. Shelayatne mishkalos to the melech. Do not, like Tom, do not store your weights in salt. That will add on to the weights, and also you jip the person. B'mishura, shelayasiach. That means, b'mishura means when you're selling liquid, so don't let it pour, don't pour too fast, that you'll have a lot of foam there. Like if I sell you beer, so if I pour it nice and fast, half of it will be foam. So I'm jipping you. So you have to be careful, the mishur, when you're pouring off liquid. You have a kavachem, he has a kavachem now. Uma b'mishura. She achas, mishloishim, v'shisha b'lug. Hekpidu all of Torah, madach by a mishura, which is this what, just the foam, which is a very small amount. It's only 1/36th of a lug. still the Torah says, be careful. Kavachoyme lehin, vachatzihin, eshlishashahin, urviyasin, valug, vachatzilug, urviyas, yeh vachatzituman, viyuchla. Like, be careful, all other type of measurements. Whenever you measure something out, you have to make sure you use the right measurements. Omrav Yudom Arav, Osa liyodom sheyishoye midechaseiro, a person is not allowed to leave in his house a weight that doesn't have the exact weight, like if there's a pound on it, and it really doesn't weigh a pound. Or yeseiro b'tef beisoy, or you shouldn't have something that says a pound, and really weighs a pound and a half. A pound and a half, you shouldn't have in your house. Even though you're not using it for measuring purposes, you're only using the mamish to be matal meraglayim there. Still don't leave it in your house, because you can never tell, maybe once you come to use it. Only in the place where they're not chasimi. So Rashbam says, that like the king doesn't have signs on the measuring cup. Therefore it's also to hold it, because maybe you use it and jip it. But but if the minig ha-makom is the government has a law, like any scale you use or any measuring cup, it has to have the measuring lines on the cup itself, then we're not afraid, because if this cup doesn't have the right measuring things, people will know not to use it.
Yeah.
And even in the place where the king's men do not measure it off, Nami loy mornela the loy mahandasi. Ava mahandasi les labo. Mahandasi, Rishbam says, holchim uboyim memunim shemelech livdoy kesamidas. Where they don't have that, they know the inspectors. It's only talking about the case where they don't have inspectors coming in and expecting your weights. Then, you're not allowed to have one weighing more or weighing a little bit less. Avul in the place, but Avul Mahandasin, but if we have inspectors coming around to check out the weights, then less lumbo, then we don't care if you have in your house a weight that weighs a little bit more or a little bit less. Because we're not afraid you're going to use it. Because the inspector comes around, you'll be afraid. So then for sure you're not going to use it. Tani Nami Yochav, learn like this also. Lo Yisho Adam Mido Chaseiro Yisayro Batoch Beisai. You're not going to leave over in your house a measuring that's a little bit more, a little bit less. Even though right now you're only using it to store the